Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the hottest new show on the internet, where your host is an innovator, motivator, captivator, an inspirator, and an authoress. She comes raw and uncut. Sit back and relax. You're about to be unmasked by authoress Terry E. Lyle. Every Friday, right here, 7:30 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio.
Do me wrong, do me right, tell me lies but hold me tight, save your goodbyes for the morning light, but don't let me be lonely. Say goodbye and say hello. Sure been good to see you, and it's time to go. Don't say yes, please don't say no. I don't want to be lonely tonight. Go.
Well, welcome back to another episode of Unmask with authoress Terry E. Lyle and Shalonda. That tune was Don't Let Me Be Lonely Tonight by James Taylor. Today is Valentine's Day, and I dedicate this show first to my cousin Karen Robertson in New York, who was born today, to all the people who's married and they have their husbands or wives in the military and they are alone because of that or because your spouse had to work. I dedicate this show to my friend and editor of my books, James Sweatingham in Winnipeg, Canada. And also I dedicate this show to a good friend of mine, Kelly Moore in Nebraska. And he just wrote a poem and sent it to me via Skype because he was thinking about me. So I'm going to read this because, you know, hey, flattery is a way to a woman's heart, because this show is going to be hot tonight. And it's called Terry's Poem. As I sit and waited, you overtook my thoughts. I looked to see if anyone noticed, like a schoolboy who had been caught. Your beaming eyes, your glowing smile, the sensuality you exude takes my breath for a while. When I regained my composure, my heart bursting with love, I thank the Lord for sharing you, surely a gift from above. So I'd like to thank Kelly Moore out of Nebraska for sending me that beautiful Valentine. And for all of y'all who didn't send me a Valentine, you know what I say? Y'all can bite me. Hello, hello, hello. But today on our show, we got Marcus Williams, and we also got a girl named Lucky. And she's going to tell you why she's lucky. But let me tell you a little bit about Marcus. Now, Marcus was born in Miami, Florida, but he moved to Raleigh, North Carolina. And this young man, his hobbies are sports, writing, and dissecting words. So females, when y'all writing him those love letters, he breaking that shit down like Steve Harvey. He trying to find some loophole in what you're saying. Now, I ain't going to introduce Lucky, but I'm just going to say this before my co-host Shalonda introduced Lucky. Now, Lucky, this chick is bad to the bone. She said on one of my shows that, you know, some guy put his dick in her mouth. It dislocated her jaws, and it went down to her collarbone. Now, for me, that's my shoulder. That shit just freaked me the hell out. But okay. This show going to be off the chain. So I'm going to welcome my co-host, Shalonda. How you doing, beautiful?
Hi, Miss Terry. Happy Valentine's Day to everybody. Happy Valentine's Day, Marcus.
Happy Valentine's Day to you, too, man.
I'm waiting to hear
you. Thank you for having me on.
But our female guest tonight was born a Scorpio in Manhattan, New York. She is my off-the-hook best friend, of course, for life. She's a feisty sex consultant who knows how to get it done in and out the bedroom, and I mean that literally. She was raised in Washington, D.C. area, and she took Baltimore, Maryland along with me by storm. Her name is Miss Lucky Sensualis.
Hi, Lucky.
Mm-mm. How you doing, Miss Lucky?
Hey, y'all. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day, baby. Now, Marcus, you know, you mentioned Lucky's zodiac sign. Now, Marcus, he is a Pisces, and you know what they say about, you know, fish and swimming. It make me think about the sperm going up in there and connecting. Mm. You know what I'm saying? My mind just had to go there. When I said Pisces, I said, oh, shit. This is
his
old sperm telling swimming.
See, he's starting it already. He's starting trash already.
But anyway, this show is not censored. If you got children, get them out the room because I'm going to talk shit. That's how I do it. We're going to talk about romance. We're going to talk about what we could do or shouldn't do. But what I'm going to start my show off with, I'm going to let all of us share something sexual because the day is about romance. We can get raunchy with it that, you know, we have done. Tell us about, you know, one of these little sexual episodes, and we're going to start with ladies first. So we're going to start with
gotta be a gentleman on this one. Gotta
that's
be a gentleman.
Right, our female guest, then my co-host, then me, and then Marcus. So, Lucky, tell us about one of your episodes.
Okay. We went to this place that we call the White House, and that made him the president and me the first lady.
Interesting.
We spent a lot of hours in the White House. But one of my favorite moments was tying the president to the top of the closet door so he couldn't touch me.
Aw, shit now.
Caressing his body and discovering and playing with all of his erogenous zones, the ones he knew about and the ones he didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And then we followed it with an incredulous episode of fellatio. For those of you who don't know what fellatio is, it is oral sex.
Sucking dick. It's the licky-licky. Let's break it down in layman terms. That's not fellatio. We're not bougie on this show, okay? Let's break it down.
Yeah, man. Give me
okay. And at his climax, I wouldn't let him go. I wouldn't let him down. I wouldn't let him reach. I wouldn't let him touch. And when he exploded, he hung from the ropes around his wrist at the top of the closet until I let him down. That was one of my favorite moments.
Wow, girl.
I'm in
the
White
House. We're going to get into that favorite moment again. Now we're going to talk to Shalonda, my co-host. She always tries to sit in the background all discreet and ladylike.
She wants to know I'm private.
She's going to
have
another
lady in the bedroom, but I'm very private with mine because a whole lot of
night,
people think I'm
tonight.
Innocent. Like my daddy.
Hell
oh,
no, we're going to watch this show tonight, darling.
Lucky, you know that I get down.
Oh, wow.
One
you got to open
favorite,
up now.
Sam,
one
let
of
us
my
know.
Favorites.
Give us this one episode. We want your whole history. Okay. We know you're free.
Oh, can I just say three letters to you, Shalonda?
What?
U-T-I. U-T-I.
Oh,
U-T-I.
Shut up.
Well, it was one Valentine's Day. Me and my boyfriend back then, who was obsessed with, like, all sex. He just wanted to give me the present to give me all sex all night long. And it was fun. All night long was fun. Even when I went to sleep, I was half drunk, probably half high too. Went to sleep, wake up, still having fun until I actually woke up in the morning and had to use the bathroom. He gave me so much oral sex that I had to go to the doctor for a UTI because he put so much stress
on
my clitoris that I was literally sore. I couldn't even urinate without a
UTI.
Dog,
they
like,
got nothing to do with oral sex. I mean, if he gave you a urinary tract infection, his mouth was
no,
dirty.
No,
was wrong.
No, it was because he did it nonstop.
So long.
That, that ain't it. Nonstop licking ain't going to make you catch nothing. But whatever,
no,
that's the story. He, the devil
cussing.
Is a lie. But I'm just going to say this. That one time I met this guy, he was in the military at Camp Lejeune, and he came up to Maryland. And so while he was there, he came to visit. Now, I don't see this guy that often. So, you know, we real tight. And I got love for him. He got love for me. So I met him at the hotel when I got from work and everything. Now, you know, mind you, I was on my menstrual cycle. Now, I'm not used to, you know, having sex on a menstrual cycle because my mother told us that that's nasty. But anyway, this guy was up there, you know, and he kept saying, let's do it. I said, no, my period is on. So he said, don't worry about it. Just get some towels. You know, so I'm saying, you know, this guy, he hung good, you know, and, you know, he can rock the boat real good. I said, well, okay, I'm just going to do it this one time. So we did our little thing. Had a great time. And so that next morning, he had to go downstairs for a business meeting. And so I was there when the maid came up. But if you would have looked at that bed, blood every damn way, it looked like somebody was tortured. And so I'm saying to myself, it ain't no thing because the maid's going to be a female. Knock on the door, this guy come up in this motherfucker. I was so embarrassed. I said, hey, dude, here's a 20. Just throw this shit away. But you know, oh, Lord. I couldn't believe it. But we're going to get to our other guest, Marcus. Now, you got to share something about you, darling.
With me, I'm kind of a sensual guy. So what? One day, I had this chick come over, and when she came over, I had, like, a glass of wine waiting for her, and then, you know what I'm saying, had a blunt rolled up so she, you know what I'm saying, joined my high. So she comes up, it's rolled steadily leading up to the stairs and into the bedroom. So first I washed her body in the tub. And then after I washed her body in the tub, I went ahead and got her to the bedroom, dried her off, and laid her on the bed. So when I laid her on the bed, I kind of like took my time with it. Like, I gave her little strokes of the clitoris, licked down to
the... Oh, yeah, baby, talk that shit. Ooh, I'm trying to visualize.
I licked down to the, you know, the walls of the vagina, the opening and stuff like that. So I let her just get a sample of it. So she didn't know that I went to the adult store and I got, a little toy to play with while I do that. When I did that, you know what I'm saying, I went ahead and turned it on. She was like, what's that noise? That little...
that...
Yeah, that little, so I
got
that
her
noise
to do that,
was.
You know what I'm saying?
So, you know, I started, what I did was I went ahead and licked her and let the vibrator lick vibe on the clit at the same time. It drove her crazy.
Ooh.
And then in the process, I kind of like licked my thumb and played like in between her ass and in between the wall.
Oh, boy.
So, you know,
right, baby.
I drove her nuts. That was like just a little sample of something that I did for her. But I ain't even going to get to the stroke game, so I'm going to leave that to a later subject.
Okay, because you've got a long show. But, okay, I'm glad you shared that. But you know some our listeners and as well as myself, we're going to be asking some more questions, but we're going to take a break. But when we come back from the break, if you want to ask a question, just dial 347-945-6003. If you press the number 1 key, that means you got a question and your hand is up.
But if you don't press the one key, can't nobody hear you. You can be incognito in the background. But we're going to take a small break. We're coming back with Marcus Lucky Shalonda and author Terry Elon. We're going to have some talk about romance on Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, baby, the more I love you, the more I want to love you, 'cause loving you is all that's on my mind. I wish this night would never end. I wish I could be with you forever and ever and ever.
Oh, baby, well, loving you is all that's on my mind. Yes, it is. I want you, want you. I want to have you one more time.
Reading.
I can see that. What's the title of the book?
Insane.
Oh, I heard about that author.
Where'd you hear?
I heard that she is author Terry Elow, who lives in Alabama. She's written and published 7 books. Insane is her 8th book.
Wow, you are right.
So where did you get your book?
From her website, www.terrylau.com. You also can get it on Amazon straight to your Kindle.
Can I read Insane when you finish?
No way. This was autographed to me. But you can go to her website, www.terrylau.com, and get your own autographed copy.
Write that down for me.
I sure will.
Well, I want to join with my guests again, Marcus and Lucky and my co-host, Shalonda, and I want to thank y'all for tuning in to another episode of Unmasked. And on this show, it's Valentine's Day. Man, we're going to keep it raw and in your face. We're talking about a lot of stuff. So, you know, this is not for kids, you know, because we're going to curse. We're going to use terms like dick and pussy and, you know, sticking it in. We're going to be adults because that's what we are. Stop acting all bashful, because if you can't handle the heat, hang up the phone. Before we went to break, you knew that Marcus was talking about how he did this chick and how he was licking it and sticking it. You know Lucky was talking about how she hung this guy up and he was hitting it. Shalonda was acting all bashful, and I was talking about how I was doing it on my cycle. So it got a little crazy up in here, but it's not going to stop. But at that break, we played the tune, It Feels So Good to Be Loved So Bad by the Manhattans. I took you back in time, but I'm going to bring my guests back on, Shalonda, Lucky, and Marcus, because we want to ask Marcus, okay, from a man's point of view, what is it that turns men off, and us women need to know that?
I can't speak for all men, but I guess for myself, I mean, it's just the way she carries herself. Like, any odors, or I'm not a feet guy, so if you got ugly feet, I'm like Eddie Murphy and Boomerang.
Oh, so you went in, and you're not into sucking toes or nothing? That's what you said? You don't have that fetish?
Nah. I mean, I ain't into it, but if that's what a woman likes.
I don't blame you, baby. I ain't into that shit either. I ain't trying to suck no toe jam. It ain't for me. It ain't for me.
It ain't for me,
anyway.
I look at it stupid.
You say it's the way a woman carries herself. Now, you know, I had previous guests on before, and they said, you know, for them, they said that when they with their man or with the guy who's going to get lucky, they want the guy, they want to act like a whore. They want to bring the whore out, you know. Now, I'm saying, you know, okay, you know, some people think that, you know, when you're intimate, that you can be compromising to do certain things in different positions. But do you have to really be a whore? Because, you know, I don't know. I wouldn't like the terminology. You know, she think whore and freak are the same. No, freak is somebody who's open-minded to do things. So, Marcus, if you had a woman, you say, where she carry herself, what you looking for when you having sex? You looking for a whore, a freak, or a good little girl? What you looking for?
I mean, all guys want a freak, a slut in a bedroom, but you know what I'm saying? I don't want those
quiet. There you go, ladies. You said it. All guys want a slut. Now, what do you call a slut?
I mean, somebody that's just, you know what I'm saying, like you say, like a freak that's just down to do whatever, you know what I'm saying? Somebody that's just going to, whatever you ask for, she's going to do it. And if she can't do it, she's going to go above and beyond to do something that you never thought she could do.
Okay, now here's the point I got to make. Now, you said all guys want a slut in the bed. Fine, I made a mental note. Now, if they want a slut in the bedroom, suppose she act like a slut before you get to the bedroom, like she easy. Is that a turn on, or is that something you would tell yourself, like, oh, shit, I can get this because she act like a slut? Now, is there a different, you know, she can't act like a slut when you meet her, but she can act like a slut in the bedroom. So, or can she act like a slut when you see her because you know you probably got a better chance of hitting that?
Nah, I mean, in my case, man, I like people for who they are. So if that's you, then that's you. You know what I'm saying? If I get a chance to grease that, then I'm a grease.
Well, you like the way a person carries himself. Now, you know, I just kept. You know, I agree with that, but I don't want no guy carrying himself like a whore, because then I feel like, you know, he's giving it away to every female he come across, and I ain't trying to share. I'm kind of like, you know, it's me for you and you for me, man. We won. We down. I ain't trying to give you up to nobody else, especially if you're good, too. I don't want no guy coming off like he's a whore, you know, because that don't work for me.
See, but that goes on to how you talk to the person, though. You know what I'm saying? That's all it is, like how you communicate with that person. If you can't talk to them and find out this, that, and the other, then you just going blindfold into it, then that's your fault.
Okay. Now, Shalonda, you heard what he said, and it sounded like to me doing a little backpedaling. He said it's how you carry yourself. Then he said he want a slut in the bed. Then he said if she's a slut out in the open, it's the way they talk. You know, it seems like some double talk. But, Shalonda, what do you think about that, darling?
I think what he's saying is if I meet you as a slut, I'm going to treat you as a slut. But if I meet you as a woman, as long as you a slut in the bedroom, I'm fine with it. But if that's the way I meet you, you ready to give up the goods right here, right now, then you can't expect anything else from me because that's who you are, and that's what you're always known to be. Like, I have a motto that if I cheat with you, I can't be with you. You know, if I see that you with a girl and you cheat with her, or I'm with a guy and you know I'm with a guy and I cheat with you, you can never be my main man because you didn't have you know what I'm saying? You're not the person that I would want to be my main person because you would go out and do the same thing to me. So what I'm saying, what I'm thinking he's saying is if I meet you as a slut, I'll accept you as a slut, but that's all it's going to ever be.
Thank you, Shalonda.
Well,
I appreciate it.
Before you say something, I'm going to bring this other guest on, Lucky. Now, like for people who didn't hear, now Lucky is this chick, man. You know, she was having this sexual episode. The shit was getting good. Then all of a sudden, the guy stuck his dick in her mouth. Her mouth shifted. Her jaw dislocated. And that shit, that penis went down into her collarbone. Now, you know, that freaked me out. And she said, that's now her signature move. It ain't going to happen. I ain't popping my mouth out for shit. Not for food and not for dick. But, you know, what do you think about that? What do you think about the guy you want to meet?
The guy that I want to meet is not just a man, but a gentleman. But by the same token, you know, I posted on my page the other day, treat her like a princess, fuck her like a porn star.
And oh, shit, I like that.
Wow.
That's
what
he needs to do.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, my.
And I feel like because I'm a queen and I know I'm a queen, not just by my say-so, not just by how I carry myself, but being born a daughter of the king by birthright, I am a queen. I deserve a king. The rest of the justice can sit out in the courtyard. Y'all can go play with yourself.
Hello. That is good.
If you're going to, you need to be a gentleman, and you need to treat me with not just the sweetness, but the respect that I deserve as a queen, not just a woman, but a queen. And I am a gentle woman. However, when it's time for me to say I want, I expect you to be able to provide. Because when it's time for you to say I want, you better believe I'm right there with the game.
All right, now, Marcus, and you heard what the sister said. Now, me and Marcus has talked over the phone prior to this interview, and he has told me that, you know, can I share a little bit of personal stuff about you? Because we're talking about that anyway. Can I just share a little bit, Marcus?
Ahead. Have fun.
Well, Marcus is one of them brothers, you know, like, you know, he's well endowed, but he got a little hook on his dick, like I call him Captain Hook.
But you know what, though? But you know,
because now she want a blown out relationship, you know. And what do you say, Marcus, about women that you see, you respect them, but then, you know, y'all have your little intimacy, then all of a sudden she is enjoying it, she's loving it, everything is hunky-dory, and then she want to be committed, but you don't want to be committed. What do you say about that?
You just got to tell her, like, that's not what you're looking for right now. I mean, honesty is the best thing.
Well, you say that, but damn it, when it has your turn to tell her, you couldn't do it. You was asking my advice. But, you know, we ain't going to say nothing about that. But we need to take another break. And when
we come back.
Yeah, man. Put me on it, pop it. Trust what I tell you. Call your friends up while we on a break and tell them to call 347-945-6003 and hit the 1 key. Let me know they got a question. And for all those people out there that might be listening on Valentine's Day, don't judge me because you know something. You're here. You know what my topic is. You know what this is all about. So don't judge me. If you don't like it, hang up the phone. You ain't got to listen on the computer. Just walk away, you know. And maybe you might learn something so you won't be alone on Valentine's Day. So we'll be back at 2 until we need to take a break.
Thank I want to know your name.
Oh, I just, so many things that we could do. tell me your name. I'm not even married. Are you married? Girl, you gotta tell me, tell me, tell me your name. Just wait a minute.
Wow, wow. That takes me back into time, man. You know, when the guys is really trying to romance you and asking what your name is. I mean, that's the kind of song I want to hear on Valentine's Day. You know, the guy's like, you know, sexing you up, and, you know, in your mind, he's making love to your mind before you get that body. You know, that's what we got to do. You know, now people out there, all they're doing is just jumping in the bed because they see somebody that look cute. They're in between the sheets, don't know the damn person's middle name, don't know nothing about where the person live at, don't know the person's last name. They just having sex. No, no, no. We need to learn how to get back to the romance. And, you know, like this guy said, I just want to know your name, you know. And that song was I Want to Know Your Name by the Intruders, you know, one of those old dusty hits. And I'm glad that you tuned in on this Friday evening on Valentine's Day because you had other things you could have been doing, but you decided to hang out with the authors Terry Lau and Shalonda. And I want to thank all my listeners from north to south, east to west, for tuning in, especially my, you know, my good friend Jim, my editor, Jim Sweatingham out of Winnipeg, Canada, because I just today completed my 9th book. It's called Exposed, and it will be coming out next month, and you can get it on my website at www.terrylyle.com. And this book is unique in one way because it's like a face-off for everything that I wrote in this book. Jim wrote the opposite, and this book is bad. You're going to be surprised at where we went with this book. I'm just loving it, and I can't wait till it hit. But, you know, we're going to get back with our guests, Marcus and Lucky, on this Valentine's Day show. And on this show, if you want to ask a question, listeners, just call 347-945-6003, and then we hit the number one. I know you got a question. So this is a show about romance and just keeping it real, and I just want to thank my mom, you know, because on days like this, it's kind of sad because my papa, he's dead, he's gone, you know, and she's alone. You know, sometimes people that are widowers or people who are married to people who are working or in the military and they're all alone, and this is a day for romance, and you're by yourself. Just see that, okay, we are sending out a hug to you. You're not alone, darling. You're with us. You're hanging out with us. So anybody want to ask a question, just call in 347-945-6003, and we're back with Lucky and Shalonda and Marcus. And Shalonda, you got the first question.
Okay, Marcus, you say that you know how to please women. I'm not going to question about the stroke game because I'm not one of them people. I'll listen, though. But I'm a watcher. See, I like to watch things.
You are a boy?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I love
you
it.
You like to watch people
it.
Do it?
Oh, yeah. What's wrong with that? That's sexy. Like the power of a video.
What that way, too, girl? Two snaps up and a flip. All right, girl. She said she likes to watch. Okay.
Right.
I'm with the eyeballs on my window pane looking, peeping in, because you might be afraid of what you might see. Be like animals they eat.
But have you ever had people around you, you know, more than one person in the room with you while you're having sex? Not saying that you wouldn't have sex with two women at a time, but I'm just saying people that's on the sideline.
I haven't experienced the whole type orgy thing, but I have been in a place where, you know what I'm saying, they allow you to be yourself sexually. Like, I was at this one spot at MIA, and I literally just sat a girl on the table, you know what I'm saying? We've been talking cool and we kicked it or whatnot. So I sat her on the table and ate it from the back until I was ready to stop.
Man.
Okay, well, hold up. I got to ask a question because I know my listeners want to know. Now, you said you ate it from the back. Does that mean you were licking her butthole or you was eating her vagina from the back?
All right, I was eating her pussy from the back. But
okay, I just want to make it clear.
You go off here.
I slipped a lick into the butt. You know, it happens. You right there looking at it, so you might as well every now and again stroke it to
you. Does it taste like shit?
Nah, it didn't taste like shit that day.
That day.
I had a guy a long time ago when I was in the world. If I had gotten divorced and everything, This guy, you know, he's dead now. Bless his heart, he's dead. But, you know, he had this round beard, you know. And back in the day, a lot of people had round beards, you know, and that was all cool and shit, and we up there hanging and everything. So, you know, the guy, he went down there, he was licking and everything. So, you know, and so then all of a sudden, he licked my butthole. And I said, oh, shit, this must be an accident. I tried to move away and shit, and he kind of pulled me back, and he started licking my butthole. I said, oh, hell to the no. And then his brother tried to kiss me. I said, stop, hold it. Break. I said, I don't lick my shit, and you ain't kissing me. But, you know, that's another story. But
come
on, man.
You ain't going to kiss me.
Not at all.
Why not?
Now, if he licks my pussy, I'll absolutely kiss him. Because women need to understand what they taste like so you can understand what a man is tasting. That will help you to keep your determine what you need to do as far as flavor. However, if he licks my behind, I'm not kissing him. I will leave my mouth and then kiss him.
Blow a kiss from afar.
No, I will clean him. I'll even go as far as cleaning his mouth and kiss him because the kiss is very important to me. However, I also know what I eat, and though I eat healthy, I know what comes out of my body and I know what that is for. And now you may enter into it at some other point in time with something else, but you're not kissing. You're not licking my ass and then kissing me.
Oh wow!
That's right.
Now you can you can kiss me while you're fucking me in my ass, but you're not licking my ass and kissing me.
Everybody. Now, you know, so we had another guest on our show, and she has shared with us that, you know, for people who had an issue with the sperm looking thick and nasty, not tasting good, and as well as the vagina, she said, and here's a good tip, you know, I'm going to share this with you if you didn't hear that show. She said y'all need to consume something with cinnamon in it or pineapples 30 minutes to an hour prior to your sexual episode. And it will alter the taste and it will taste better. And that makes sense because, you know, when you're taking vitamins and you go to the bathroom, when you pee, you smell the vitamins, you know. So it makes sense what you go with.
Absolutely.
So, you know.
But you can also take it a step further. You can take it a step further, Terry, because if you know that that's where you're headed and this is something you're planning, if you're thinking about it, then that means it's going to be either a great deal or a great disappointment. But by experience, both for him and for her, if you start feeding them fresh sweet fruits and sweets, not nuts, not grains, but sweets, for a good portion, a good couple of hours before time, it will change the way that things taste tremendously.
Yeah, I like fruit. I do like fruit.
Well, get to eat, darling.
Marcus.
Yeah, I like fruit.
You know, cool because, you know, I've always been known I love candy. Man, I have candy all over my house. And I know back in the day, this one guy said to me, he said, girl, I don't even want to stick it. I want to lick it. And it makes sense because I consumed a lot of candy. I have to have sugar, man, because if I don't, press. So, you know, plus I keep myself clean, you know, so hand in hand, man, you know, I'm a good eat. But I ain't on nobody's menu.
I know that's right. However, if you're on crunch time, never underestimate the power of a Sprite.
Never heard that before. But that's a good one.
Well, for her, you pour it in it, and for him, you leave it in your mouth and let him indulge while the Sprite's in there. You have to get a couple of sips every now and then. By the time that he's ready to nut, if you allow him to nut in your mouth, it will taste incredibly good.
Okay. All right, now, y'all heard that, listeners? Make sure in your cabinet you have Sprite, you have pineapples, or some cinnamon you can sprinkle on something because we want to know that when you having sex or you licking somebody's penis, he eating out your vajayjay, we want y'all to be tasty. So these are the hits y'all need to write down, take notes, okay? But anyway, we're going to get back to Lucky this time. Now, Lucky, share with us some things that guys should know, but they act like they're ignorant about it and they don't know about what a woman expect.
Are we talking about sexually or in a relationship?
Both.
Or both. Okay.
Both.
Well, let's start with the nitty-gritty. In a relationship, you would think that men know that a woman needs communication. even if it's not exactly the right kind of communication, she needs communication. But more often than not, men act like that's something that they're not accustomed to. But then when you want your way, you want to talk to me and you expect me to listen. You expect me to try to understand. So men need to try to understand when they're dealing with a woman, especially a woman that they're planning on taking beyond the levels of this is my girlfriend, this is my boyfriend, or this is something I hit. When you are when you are intimate with a person, mentally intimate with a person, then there are certain things that a woman expects you to know that you should know. If every time that I feel like it's time for us to do something special, it's time for us to play around a little bit, it's time for us to dig into some manipulation of our bodies, not just regular everyday sex, but this is something special. If every single time my repetitive behavior is exactly the same, say I sit and I put one leg up on the couch, one on the floor, and I spread my legs and I just start shaking my right leg. Okay? If I do the same thing every time, you know what time it is. Don't act an ass and make me have to come after it. I'll come after it on my own. But sometimes, you know, you need to pay attention to the signs that a woman gives you. And women do give signs, good, bad, or indifferent. Men need to learn to pay attention to the signs that they see. I don't know whether they realize that they're seeing them or not, because I'm not a man, I can't speak on that. But they need to take the time to pay attention, because in the long run, it's going to work in your favor, both mentally and sexually.
Right.
Now, sexually, what I want a man who's not afraid to ask me what I want, who's not afraid to listen to what I'm telling him when I tell him what I want, and who's not a man needs to be able to, okay, if you like certain things, almost all men like their dicks up. I mean, it just is what it is.
True.
Mm-hmm.
But we know that. We know that. If that's something standard, you know, a lot of women like to have their nipples played with. A lot of women like to be kissed. A lot of women like to not do anything except just get straight at it. But you have to be willing to know what it is that I want. You have to be willing to experiment. Okay, you like getting your dick sucked, but you don't like a finger in your ass. Okay, I know that you don't like a finger in your ass, but you like getting your dick sucked. But this is what I want to try. How about if I put my tongue around your ass? Not my finger in your ass or my tongue in your ass, but my tongue around your ass and just bite you a little bit, because that's what I want to do. Men need to be open to that, because say they're with a woman who doesn't give head. Better believe they're going to try their damnedest to coerce her into popping on her knees and crunching some junk, you know?
Exactly, But, you know, I have a call here. My friend Gail is on the line, and she has a question for the guest, and I don't know what guest she has the question for. So, Gail, are you still there?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here. I'm really basically listening and taking everything in. I don't think I have, well, I do want to make a little comment about one thing that was said as far as, you know, when you don't want to swallow.
Mm-hmm.
I really believe, now this is just me, I don't know, but I don't swallow, not to say that one day I may, you know, do it, but I just think that it's over a period of time when you eat those particular fruits and drink those juices that it will, you know, make your semen taste better, because I don't think you're drinking it 30 minutes before time and all this and that is going to work, because I think it really has to have a chance to get into your system.
That's why I said a couple of hours.
Huh?
That's why I said a couple of hours, because 30 minutes is not enough.
Well, I'm thinking more or less, because I'm going to tell you guys honest truth. If I indulge my husband, because that's the person I'm going to do it with, he's going to have to be on a fruit and juice diet for a week.
Okay. Well, that's okay, but that's also something that you're not really apt to doing. That's something
right.
that you're saying, okay, well, I'm going to make this exception this once. You need to plan out for that to get it as close to wherever you need it to be for you to be
right.
able to perform that service.
Right.
But for people who like to do that or have no issue in participating in that, they don't need that much time, because the taste is already going to change because we've tasted it before.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, like I said,
darling, I need you to handle the switchboard and talk to Marcus and Lucky and Gail, who's asking the questions, because I see the FTA man out there. He got some flowers somebody delivering this time of night. So let me run and get that, and you handle this until I come back, darling.
Yeah. Yeah, so
I wish I had some more flowers coming. I hate getting all my stuff. Like, every day I got one thing each day. Now I'm like, I want something else now. But Marcus, back to you.
Yeah, I'm listening.
On the men's side. I already know about Lucky. I lived her life.
What's going
but
on?
Marcus,
I'm listening.
I already peeped you on the pictures now. Kind of job hot there, I got to tell you. But watch out. Y'all, you're a little close to Lucky. You better watch out. But whatever types of wild experiences have you had? I mean, I want something that's going to make me say, damn, I know you had them because you look like the type.
I'm be like literally, I haven't really been that wild and adventurous, but, you know, when I do be wild, like, the main thing I love is, like, head while driving. Now, that's like an adrenaline rush out of this world.
No, see, but that's not wild and adventurous. Everybody does head while driving. Wild and adventurous is getting head while you're driving a stick down 85 with the police behind you. That's wild and adventurous.
Well, I ain't that adventurous then.
Oh, give me time, boo. Give me time.
What about you, Lucky? I know. Watch what you say, Lucky. Watch what you say. I'm great.
Okay.
What about you? Some of the wildest times that you have had that I wasn't around for. Let's do it like that.
Okay. I have a thing for. A slight thing for voyeurism as well. So my favorite voyeur moment was about, there's this mall in Maryland called Capitol, it used to be called Capitol Plaza when it was a mall, and it was about 12 o'clock in the afternoon on a Saturday, and I really, really just felt like being wild. And so my friend and I went to the mall, and we got out of the car, and he bent me over the car at about 12 noon, and we had sex right there in the parking lot. The police came by and everything.
Oh, wow.
They went and parked.
And
that
why?
Car didn't move. They went and parked.
And why?
I never got a ticket. I never got in trouble, not anything. It was just one of those moments.
Right. I mean, I've had my share outside.
Yes. Yes.
What about you, Gail? Have you ever experienced that, like, with your husband or something? I want to, you know, go somewhere private, like Poconos, and rent one of those little, you know, bungalows and do it with my hubby. But, Gail, have you ever experienced anything like that? Been out in the great outdoors? Hello? Gail?
I don't know if she's here now. She's not saying anything. Gail, check to see if your mute button's on. But I just want to say, you know, I got two dozens of miniature multicolored roses and baby breath, and it is pretty. It's anonymous. Nobody signed the card. So I don't know who sent them, whoever you are.
Sweet.
A beautiful multicolored
roses. Yeah, see, you know what that is? But you done got somebody's you got somebody's dick hard listening to your shows, and they figure they need to show their appreciation.
That ain't nobody signed the card, but whoever
got
them
wide open.
Got them riding to that occasion like that.
Hello.
Oh, so what did I miss?
Hello.
Nah.
Hello.
I think she was asking you a question, and you are
okay. What was the question, darling? I had my phone on mute. I'm sorry. What was the question?
Thank you.
I wanted to know if you ever experienced sexual activity in the great outdoors.
Oh, sure.
Did you like go there?
Oh, like that?
Oh, sure.
I most definitely have. Was it like? Well, one time, me and a friend had went to this place. It's called Point Lookout. And they go down, well, they go down there to fish, and it's like a dock or whatever. So we was like up on the, they also have an area where you can sit down and pick tools and things. So we was like not exactly on the dock, but we was in a place where we could see people, but they couldn't really like see us. So we, you know, we commenced to, you know, kissing and hugging and this and that. So the next thing I know, we was just out there doing it.
What time of day was it? Was anybody else out there?
Sure, but they couldn't see us from where we was at. We could see people, though. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, wow,
them.
But they couldn't distinguish what y'all was actually doing.
Right, right.
Wow.
It was
but, you know, I think, you know, making love out in the open, whether it's on a beach or hiding somewhere, I think it makes it more exciting because it's the idea of just getting away with something that turns me on. You know, I like the outdoors and shit, man, but, I don't want to do no more outdoors on the beach because when I was in California on the beach, that shit sounds romantic, but for real, that sand get up in your coochie and shit, and you be rubbing and itching, and you be all fucking
you
raw
take a
because
blanket,
you trying to get
child, lay a blanket down underneath for you. Don't be laying on the sand, getting all up in your butt and coochie and stuff.
But by the time we
put
got to rolling and tossing and turning, some sand got up in there, and there, oh, Lord, that little small and it was, like, irritating. You know, made my lips swell up and get raw. So I don't do the beach shit no more. I ain't down for that because I had a bad episode. You know, you have a bad trip or something, you know, you don't want to go there no more. So that don't work for me.
What about going to that work?
Someone said they like to watch. I like to watch, too.
Okay, Marcus, that's your Shalon said she liked to watch. Marcus, you said something, John. What did you say? I didn't catch it.
I was like, what about doing it at work? I mean.
So, absolutely. Ooh, if you, there's something about the thrill of getting caught. The thrill of the possibility of getting caught.
Yeah.
Man, especially at work. Woo.
See, I worked at a soil refinery, and I had my own trailer, you know, with my own TV, radio, computer, everything. Yeah, my boyfriend came, he bought me some flowers and everything. Had to lock the door for lunch and get it in over there by the coffee machine. It was awesome. But it was fun because of the fact that, you know, all the other men, they up on the plant working and everything. But since I had my own spot, all you had to do was, like, get all your dump trucks out. And you had a good 45 minutes to yourself. Definitely love the one job.
Well, you know something, this is wild. But, you know, we still got to take another break. We need to go get some get some ice cubes. My lips are getting dry. If it's a topic or if I'm just getting turned on, it's one or the other, but you know something, after the break, you need to call 347-945-6003 and put the number one key, press it so we know that you got something you want to say. We'll be back shortly.
And my name is Ralph. Now I like a woman who loves her freedom. And I like a woman who can hold her own. And if you fit that description, baby, come with me. Take my hand.
Do more. Lisa, and my name is Larry. And I like a woman that loves everything and everybody. And you know what, ladies? If you feel that this is you, then this is what I want you to do.
And this is our Valentine's Day special, and glad everybody's here. Somebody has their mic open. Need to mute their mic so that we can don't have that feedback on the phone. But we have our guests with us tonight, Marcus and Lucky, and we're talking about different things, secrets that men share and the secrets that women share. And we already got on the topic of what we want. Because Lucky says she wanted to be treated like a queen, and that in the bedroom she could do whatever you want her to do. And Marcus said he's looking for a slut.
In the bedroom.
Okay, in the bedroom. I'm
in the bedroom, man.
but Marcus, I mean, share with us, okay? Because some of us women don't get it. Tell us one thing that we just don't get, and you find out that a lot of women keep making the same mistake. Now, all of us don't make the same mistake, but what is one thing that you could mention that the majority of women assume or make the wrong mistake?
That I guess they assume that men can't fake orgasms, too.
They can't do what? Say that one more time.
Wow, that's huge.
That they can't fake orgasms, too.
Yes, well, my man can't fake it. I'm going to let you
that's
know that
good
go.
One. How y'all gonna fake it? What you do? Put spit
look
in your hand?
No, they can fake it. They can fake it.
How? Tell me how you fake it.
They can fake it.
How we gonna
okay,
fake
but
it?
Tell me how you fake it. How I mean, what do you use in place of semen? That's supposed to be smearing everywhere, coming out all the time. What do you do? You got one of the little pumps that you
Sometimes, like, it doesn't always happen like that. It doesn't always just shoot out like a bottle rocket or nothing like that. Sometimes you have, like, the little slow-paced ones that come out slow or take the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you can just go ahead and be like, and then just pull out and go on about your business.
Oh, okay. Well, what would be a reason you would want to fake it, Marcus?
I mean, I think for me, my reason is too much noise, man.
Yeah, where's this noise in the background? Somebody is messing with my sound here. If you got some noise in the background, please get rid of it because we got a show. We got listeners who want to hear, but we can't hear over top of that crap. So what would be a reason that you would fake it, Marcus?
I mean, me personally, I understand, like, the noise and the passion and sex, but my thing is, man, don't make it sound like I'm killing you. Like, I'm on murder 16 and like, I ain't even put your head in. Like, yo,
first
what you 48 doing?
I heard that one time. I used to live over in this apartment when I was a newlywed, and I heard through the walls one time she was having sex, and it sounded just like that. She was screaming and everything, and I'm saying to myself, that shit can't be real. Now, I realize that sex can be really good and you feeling it and everything, but I don't know, maybe I'm just too cool for that shit, or maybe the way I was introduced to sex, but, you know, I don't make all that noise. You know, I'll be like... yeah, baby, that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking all slow and deep and sexy.
And
I'm going to be screaming like some African. Ah! I ain't doing that shit. It ain't happening. I don't get that.
Yo,
maybe it's me, but I don't do that.
I think another
What about you, Shalonda?
I'm not all explicit like that. I mean, I do make noises, but it's not to the point where I feel like somebody needs to call 911.
Exactly. And how about you, Lucky?
Well, I can get in seriously into what I'm doing, but I have, let's say it this way, I have not yet come across a man who could take me to that level.
Okay, maybe that's what it is for me.
So I can't say that.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the question. I'm in here doing a thousand things. Sorry, what was the question?
Okay, the question was, when somebody's having making love to you, and we were talking about those people that scream like they're getting beat up, and Marcus is saying that he don't like the women screaming like he's killing them, you know, and I'm saying I'm too cool for that noise, and Shalana said, no, you ain't going to call 911. Lucky said, maybe I ain't found the right guy who can take me to that level. And then I'm thinking maybe that's me too, because I'll be damned if I'm doing some screaming. If anything, I'm going to be giving you some directions, like, oh, baby, shit, hit that nipple. Yeah, yeah. You ain't going to hit in no next room nowhere. You know, I don't care like that. What about you? Yeah.
So the question is do I make a whole lot of noise?
That's it,
nutshell.
Oh, no. I love to moan, you know, sensually, sexy, and the way that, you know, what's going on. Because screaming and hollering sometimes can be a distraction, not only to me, but to my man. But if it's all sensual, sexy, you know, and going with the rhythm, you know, it's all good, but I don't believe in all that. Oh, yes, do it. Oh.
Okay, well, we're going to do a test right now.
Like
we're going to start with Gail since we're talking to Gail first, and we're going to go backwards. You know, we're going to go to Gail, we're going to get to Lucky, we're going to get to Shalanda, we're going to get to me, and then we'll get to Marcus. In your best voice here on Valentine's Day, when that guy's hitting the walls and knocking that shit back and forth, and you're feeling this shit, and you're about to explode, tell me how you moan. Tell me the sound that you make.
Me first, you said?
Okay. Gail is first.
Okay, well, here I go.
Oh, shit, that's too hot.
I said, I can't be no more. Ooh, that's too hot.
Hey, Lucky, you
okay,
got a good piece of that. Tell me how you're doing. That shit was hot. Dale just did. Damn it. I need that on my commercial.
Okay, what's my scenario? You said I'm up against the wall.
Are you up against what Gail just did? Now, show me how you do it when the guy's hitting it and you feel like you're just going to freak out. What noise do you make?
Oh, Daddy. Daddy, yes. Fuck me, Daddy. Daddy. Don't stop. Don't stop.
Okay, stop. We all just allowed to. Ooh, I'm going to have to write this shit.
See, she always
okay,
trying to start something. She don't get down like this.
I see. That's a
she don't get down like this, right?
Oh, wow.
I'm that quiet girl you was talking about.
Oh, wow.
Okay, well, let me hear what you do, Miss Quiet Girl.
You're such a liar.
All right. Please. Be like, oh, God. Damn, you fucking shit out of me. This is going to make me cough. Oh,
get it, Shalanda, get it.
Stop, Shalanda. You know, it's up to me, but I don't need to do it because out of all three women, I do it more like Shalanda.
Wow.
Okay, but now we on to Marcus. And I'm going to tell you which one I think is the hottest and most sensuous one. Marcus, do what you do, darling. Let's see how you get it when that girl is doing the right thing.
How do I? Damn, baby. Shit. God damn. Fuck, baby.
Oh, shit, right now, all of y'all were good, but the trophy got to go to Gail. Gail, you need to
do
a Star movie, because that shit you were saying, that shit was hot. Man, my ass is sweating. With all that, we got to give some applause to Gail, because Gail's in this is
spontaneous that they want us to be. So say like how you said, who was that said like put the tongue around the head and shit, like the ass and stuff like that.
Yeah, that was
we, you know what I'm saying, that's spontaneous. They're like, whoa, like that. And then say with them showing up to the door like unexpected, and like the whole trench coat thing with the
you saying nothing but a trench coat. Hey, yeah. Been there, done that one.
Don't forget the heels.
The heels. That, and then say showing up to the job in the parking lot, getting in the parking lot. You know, that's something nice.
True that.
But
it
you know
is.
Something. Hold on, y'all. You know, this show is fun to me. You know, but you know, I'm probably gonna get deowned. But my mama's on the line, and she know I'm a nasty girl. But you know, some of you asked her, "Hey, mother dear, how do you moan when you was getting it before daddy passed away?"
Oh Lord. Oh.
Go back to my mother.
Questions.
Mother dear, are you there? Mother dear, don't be bashful now. You know how you talk shit. Are you there? See, my mother ain't trying to say nothing now, but I was trying to get her told me how she moaned. But, you know, maybe I shouldn't want to hear that, because it might, you know, fuck my head up to hear that shit, man. I really don't want to hear that.
Yeah, that's something you don't never want to hear, like,
I think she on mute. Let me see. Let me see if I can bring it in.
Oh, this show got me laughing. Oh, my
Miss Lola?
Goodness. Okay, Lucky, tell us, baby. Tell us how, you know... I said, my mother, tell me how lucky, what it is men just don't understand that we women are tired of repeating. Because, you know, I hate to keep telling you one thing over and over again, and you just don't hear it. What thing that you would most say is something that guys don't get it, even though we keep trying to tell them?
I would have to say it's two things. The first would be communication, like just to talk to me. You know, sometimes talking to a woman can be the difference between fucking her and letting her fuck you. You know what
right.
I mean? Mm-hmm. And the other thing, I would have to agree with Marcus on that, spontaneity. You know, fuck it. Leave work in the afternoon and I don't know you coming home and just come break me down and go back to work.
All right now.
know what I mean?
Break.
Right.
Lunch break.
Come sneak up on me when you know I'm taking a shower.
About guys. You know, and you know, since we're talking about this, I'm going to let everybody get the chance to, you know, say what that pet peeve is. Lucky just said, you know, come on, you know, communication, come on, you break it, come home and just hit it, you know, and run back to work. Well, my pet peeve is that, you know, when a guy is doing you and, you know, he can tell that your breathing is heavy, he can see the moisture going down your back, and he can tell by your body movement that he's hitting the right spot, why would that fool stop and go somewhere else and take... You need
right.
a whole damn mood.
Because he's an idiot.
Well, now
yeah,
wait a minute. In defense of men, I have to say, just in defense of men, sometimes they don't have a choice because they can't handle what they're doing. Just like you're not, you can handle it, but you can't really handle what they're doing because it's taking you there. If they can't handle what they're doing, they're not going to be able to continue to take you there.
Well, I agree with you. That's the only defense. But in all honesty, if a dude realizes a woman body and he realizes that she's at that peak where it's either you can keep doing it or if you want to make her wait on her orgasm, then you switch it up. That's the only reason why you do it. But other than that, if you can keep maintaining that and let her reach her peak and still keep going, then
maybe I'm strange then, because if I'm sitting there licking this guy's dick or whatever, or I'm sucking on his nipples and I'm just got his ass gripped in my hand and I'm massaging it and shit while I'm doing all this, and I see this guy squirming and shit, and I see he arching his back and his rhythm's getting, you know, faster and everything, and he breathing all crazy, his eyes in the back of his damn head. Okay, me, I ain't fucking moving because I know I'm hitting the right spot. So I'm going to stay
agreed.
There.
Agreed.
And come right where he's at.
Yeah, I think to me, it's a level of maturity with men. When they realize that, you know what I'm saying, you realize how the female body works and how this, because all women have that sensitive spot where you can hit that will make her foot, how do you say, flicker? When you hit the clit, you make her foot jump. And then you hit another spot. You hit another spot where it makes her get wetter. It's a different spot. And then, like, if you could rub inside the walls and hit the G-spot and then rub the clit at the same time, like, you're doing different stuff. You have to just pay attention to her body.
Exactly. That makes good sense because, you know, I know I've had, you know, guys who was doing it right and they flipped up and I just got turned off. I lost the momentum right there. I was done. I was pissed off. My pussy got dry. It wouldn't let them in. It was, like, locked down. Clink, you know, my mood had changed, you know, so I'm saying, anybody out there listening, if y'all get lucky with me, if you're doing it right, my body language will tell you that you're doing it right. Don't be stupid. Don't move. Stay where you're at, because I'm going to bring it to you right there where you're at. Man, and I'm going to ask Dale, what things that make you mad the guys do and they don't realize it?
When he... Well, I had an experience with a guy one time. We was, you know, getting ready to do it. Well, we was in the process of, you know, having sex. And he started talking about things that didn't even relate to what we were doing. And I was totally turned off. And he was asking me questions about, you know, how many kids you got. And what does that have to do with what we doing? So eventually when he just was talking off the topic, I just said, well, my stomach hurts and, you know, I'm ready to go. Because you're not supposed to bring anything in other than what's going on now. If he was talking about me, telling me, you know, how good it was and, you know, I like doing this and, you know, stuff like that, or talking dirty to me because I love it when a man talks dirty to me. But, you know, he was just so... And I couldn't believe that. I really could not. That's the first time something like that has ever happened to me, you know. But I just told myself, well, my stomach's hurt, you know. So if you can't stay on what we're doing, you know, just, you know, don't even think of getting with me. Because when I'm having sex, that's what I'm doing. Or making love or whatever, you know, that's what I'm doing. That's what the topic should be about. That's all it should be about is that.
Okay. Now, we're going to ask Shalonda the same question. Then we're going to get back to Marcus because he didn't say what a woman do. Shalonda, what does a guy do that pisses you off and they just don't get it?
I hate routine sex. You know, when you have sex with the same man for so long and it just seems like routine, we're going to do it this way. Flip, we're going to do it this way. Flip, we're going to do it this way, and then we're going to come type of thing.
I'm so spontaneous. I mean, I just wake up and get on top. Fuck it. I'm here. What you going to do?
Uh-huh,
I don't know, because I'm going to take it at this point.
She don't like repeat.
That's the way
like
I
repeat.
Am, you know. That's like my ultimate pet peeve right there.
Okay, now, Lucky.
And I don't.
I'm sorry, Shalon. Go ahead and finish talking, darling.
Oh, and I don't like to have oral sex performed on me all times. I like, but certain things cost a certain measures. I like to give oral sex. That's one of my favorite things to do. I like to watch my man while I'm giving oral sex. You know, so I know men, they'll take it, but I'm not one of them people that like to receive all the time, like every time we have sex.
And me either.
Me either.
Because I think when you want to just eat somebody's pussy, I think you're trying to hide something, you know. And me personally, shit, you know, you can start there, but don't think I want to come while you're eating me. Wrong answer. I want you inside of me. I want you to be able to dig some dirt. I mean, I want you to go deep, man. Don't play with me, because I done had enough experience with this little one guy you deal with that ain't have no penis. It's like a little button, and it felt like, you know, another pussy was over to me. It made me nervous and shit. But, you know, that's another story. But, Marcus, you tell me about what a woman does that kind of piss you off, and they keep doing it over and over again.
I think to me, when like I'm in the bedroom, I'm sort of a control freak somewhat. So
okay.
When I take,
how do you
when
mean
I
that?
Take,
you went to S&M?
Nah, I ain't into much. Well, I ain't even gonna say that. Like I never really tried it.
Nothing wrong with a little S&M in the bedroom, darling.
Yeah, but I need somebody. I want somebody to try it with me though. See, but my thing is, you know what I'm saying, like. If I'm going to relax and let you take care of the situation and let you go in full mode and let you be you and just dominate, then don't hold back. Just go ahead and dominate.
Right, right. Don't get into it and get scared.
Yeah, because when I dominate, I'm going to let you have it. I'm going to be like, look, I'm going to off your ass today, and then you're going to be thinking about me tomorrow. And the next day and the next day.
So you mean that you are to be a submissive, so I can get a collar, I'll buy a dog collar and put it around your neck with a leash, and I can put you on your damn knees and whip your ass and fuck you where I want to. Is that what you're telling me?
I'm willing to try it. I'm willing to put on a hand.
All right, get the doggy dog on.
Hold on, let me get my leather outfit out.
I like that outfit.
Yes,
it
yes.
Oh, my.
Let's take a survey. We're going to start with Lucky. Lucky, if you could, if a guy would let you, what would sexually you would want to do to this guy if he was down for it?
Oh, Lord. I don't like that laugh. That laugh just says it all, man. It's like,
I can't really pick one thing because it's different for who you're with and what the situation calls for. Like, I might want to do something to one person, but I might not want to do the same thing to someone else. You know, so it would depend on who I'm with and what I've got going on in the back of my sensuality at the time.
Talking about if the guy was down with it, what would you want to do? If the guy was down for it, we ain't talking about if you is the okay. Just what would be something that you would want to try? You think you haven't tried yet?
Well, I can very honestly say that there's nothing that I haven't wanted to try that I have wanted to try that I have not tried.
So
I'm pretty much fulfilled.
Okay.
Shalon, what
thing
would
you want
to try?
As I told you before, I am severely into the human body and what it does and what you can make it do. And so I made it my business to find out what I can make it do. And,
well, I'm way behind the learning curve.
Well.
Yeah, just a little bit, boo. That's all right. Give it time.
Right.
Yeah, you're talking to the lady who called herself Lucky, because if the guy get lucky, he can stick his dick in her mouth, dislocate her jawbone, and go down to her collarbone. So, you know, this
now, you're leaving out the finger. You can't leave out the finger, Terry.
Say what?
You can't leave out the finger. The collarbone is nothing without the finger sitting on top of it to feel the dick slide down past your collarbone.
Well, tell us for the listeners, tell them the techniques, how this is done slowly, because I don't want my mama call me tomorrow and say, what did she say?
Okay, you start with allowing him to put the tip of his head in your mouth, and you get just enough moisture to do what you need to do, and then you use your jaws to suck him in. Don't allow him to do it. You have to do it. Then when he gets pretty much to the back of your throat, well, for me, stretch your jaw just enough in the right position, and the left side will pop. You then place his index finger or his thumb on your collarbone, and you swallow him whole and let him feel the tip of his dick slide down past his finger on your collarbone.
Woo! 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 Girl, I
it's
heard
really
you say
something
I was
that you
to
have
move.
To.
You bet. Let me bow down, because I ain't doing shit that's going to dislocate my damn jaws.
you really got to see it. You got to see it to. You got to see it. That's the only thing I can.
Girl, you need to make a DVD. We need to produce that thing. You know, make some money and show people how it's done.
Wow.
But Shalonda, if you had the opportunity to do something, freaky, wicked, or whatever, you know, and if the guy was willing, what would it be?
For me to share.
You want to have a threesome?
No, not like that. I'll have it first, and then I have to share him amongst my friends because they have to experience what I experienced.
Oh, so who's that good? Oh, shit.
I've actually done it before.
They have done it before? You wasn't mad?
Yeah, I've done it plenty of times. Because then
bless
I watch.
Your heart. You
went to
that open relationship. Okay, did I ask you what she would do if she had the opportunity to do something and God was down for it?
Who, me?
Yeah, who, you?
Oh, okay, what I would do, well, you already know, Terry, but anyway, I've done it before. I would use a strap-on, you know, because I think that, you know, if a man can, you know, do me, I can do him. And
that's
not,
right.
You know, and let me get this straight for you out there listening. It doesn't take anything away from your manhood just because a woman, and notice I said a woman, you know, will use a strap-on on you, use a finger on you, use a tongue on you, whatever in your backdoor area. That does not take away from your manhood. What takes away from your manhood is when you step outside that relationship with another man. That's when
Amen.
You can say, mm-hmm. But as long as you're with your woman, you know, it's nothing to be afraid of. It's nothing to be ashamed of. And then most men who really want that are the ones who cry out, I don't do that. But as soon as you get behind closed doors, it's a whole different story. Or either to keep their woman from knowing what's going on, that's when they go over and be, you know, with other men. But, you know, you ain't got to do that, my brother. You do not have to do that. If your woman is willing to do and satisfy you like that, let her do it because it feels good. You know, the guys that I've done, you know, I've done them more than one time, and they definitely, you know, told me how I felt, and it made me feel a little bit empowered as well, you know. So that's, you know, something that I don't mind doing, you know, with a guy.
And what Gail just says, I definitely agree because I did that to this guy when I was in California, away from home, so he couldn't call back home and tell everybody at the church. Guess what, the preacher's daughter's doing. For number one, it was like a sense of control to be able to manipulate whether that person come or not, you know. And, you know,
yep.
The guys, when they get their prostate glands checked and everything, you know, they're embarrassed when the doctor's checking because they don't want to feel like they're a punk. But there are erogenous zones down there that's a turn on. And, you know, you ought to be glad when you got a woman who's open enough to say, baby, I'll strap on a penis. You know, now you can pick the size that you want going in your ass. That's fine with me, you know. But don't act like, you know, oh, no, I don't want to do it, and then go outside the relationship and you're a down low brother and you might be a bottom and not a top. You know, so, you know, I agree with Gail.
Mm-hmm.
I'm down for that. You know, if anybody want me to fuck him hard, you know, let me know. I'll take some consideration before I decide to buy a strap on. But that's another story.
Right.
But Marcus, baby,
yeah,
what do you want to do to a female if you had a woman who was willing to go all the way and she had no holds barred?
I mean, I'm simple-minded. I want to try to make her come with a feather.
Come with a feather?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I want to make her come with a feather.
That feels wonderful.
Slide up and down her body and getting her
all on her vagina. Mm-hmm.
Around her nipples. Oh, he's a romantic. I like that too because I'm a romantic. I like that. That shit is good. But you know, we gotta take a small break because I'm getting all dehydrated, man. I'm getting turned on this Valentine's Day show. This show is nice, but I gotta take a break and we gotta come back shortly.
Take up too much of your time, but just thought I'd give you a ring and see how you're doing. How's everything? A friend of mine told me he saw you the other day.
You don't know what I'm talking about.
Said you were still listening to it. Made me feel kind of good, you know. that you did ask about me. I get to talk to you before now, but you know how a man's pride is sometimes kind of won't let him do what he wants to. Guess what? It ain't no future, babe. I know this is gonna knock you in, but I even went out and got a gig. Oh, I got you not hip to the hip talk. Plain JLD, baby. Working 8 hours a day. All the overtime I can get. I don't know, I guess it might be too late, but. Lucky I hadn't been. Well, you know, being they got that lottery. I hit it. I'd like to kind of make up for a lot of things that just seem not to go right. Don't want you to think I'm trying to buy back your love or your friendship. But now I feel I got a chance to kind of make things up to you a little bit.
I miss you, baby. Listen, baby.
Enough about you and me. How's my little son?
But I got to tell you this.
Have you ever asked about me?
I know you found somebody
bit.
New. And I just don't know what to do.
Does he still like to go down by the
miss
supermarket?
You, miss you. He can give you the world.
If I could just, if I could just see you, can't really say what you mean or what you want over the phone. Swear. You done heard it 10 times or more, but swear I done changed.
I'm sure y'all enjoyed that tune. That was Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes, I Miss You. Man, it's good, you know, when somebody loves you so much that when you're not there, that you're on their mind. And especially today on Valentine's Day, I just thank everyone who tuned in and who's hanging out with us. You know, just because you're by yourself don't mean you're loved. You're not loved because, you know, sometimes people have to be at work. Sometimes people just can't be there. Sometimes people are sick, they're in the hospital, but the love don't change. And to everybody out there listening, I just want to give you a special Valentine's Day wish. I want to thank that anonymous person that sent me those 2 dozen of miniature multicolored roses with baby breath. I like that. It's going on my kitchen table, and I'm digging it. It's beautiful, but Again, we have with us tonight our guests, Marcus and Lucky, and we also have our guest, a colleague, radio host herself, and actress, and ghostwriter, author, publisher. You know, she do a lot of things. And she also, you know, man, she won the award for the best moaning and groaning when that guy's hitting that thing, man. She made me sweat. Not over that shit yet. Jail Delicious Johnson. I see why her name is Delicious. I swear for Lord, man, I'm sweating like a dog, man. I just can't get over this. Welcome back, all of y'all.
Man, thank you. Wow, man.
Now, I'm going to let Marcus, the man of the hour, ask each one of us females here, and we're going to start with the other female guest, Lucky. Ask her a question, then you ask Gail a question, then my co-host a question, and then me, and we're going to see if we're going to tell the truth tonight.
Oh, all right. So I get to ask these questions free. Okay, that works. So Lucky's first.
Lucky
has done almost everything in the book, just about.
No, see, I wrote my own book. There's a difference.
Okay, well, excuse me. I apologize in advance. What's the longest have it ever taken you to come from here?
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Wow. Okay, well, first of all, I didn't start coming from head at all until about 3 years ago now, just about 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So, but since that has happened, the longest time, probably it was right around 2 hours and 49 minutes.
It took 2 hours to make you come from somebody in your pussy?
God damn. Yep.
Damn. Fuck 2 hours.
Yeah, I'm a very unique individual.
Yeah, that seems like the person has to really know your body to get you to get that far.
Absolutely. But you know what, though? They don't have to know my body that well. All they have to do is listen.
All right, yeah. It's all about the body language and the moaning and the groaning, whether she's calling for daddy or she's saying, get the hell up.
So who's next on the question list?
The next is Gail. Ask the question to Gail.
And it's about anything, right? Anything I can talk
about?
Anything. So it's Gail. All right, since Gail, you're a bit older. So my thing is, does it matter if you treat a guy like, does treating a guy to a date or something like that, or to a spontaneous afternoon, does it, like, is it hard to do, or does, how much thought do you have to put into it to do it?
Well, that depends on who the guy is and, you know, if he's down for whatever I'm down for. Because if I call you up and say, what's your name again?
Marcus.
If I call you and say, Marcus, meet me down by the harbor in 20 minutes and bring a blanket and a picnic basket, and, you know, we're going to go, you know, back up in there in that little beach area, and, you know, we're going to have some fun. So if you're down for that and you're ready to go, it's no problem.
All right. Good answer. Good answer. And you're moving to Shalanda.
Oh, Jesus. Put my business in the street again. I'm ready.
You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Have you ever been DP'd?
Excuse me?
Have you ever been DP'd, double penetrated?
Dildo and husband, yes.
That must be
nothing. Not by two men at the same time, though.
So, you said you haven't, but you want to?
I don't think I want to at this point in my life. Maybe before four children. But at this point in my life, I don't think I would want to do that. I mean, I wasn't one of those people who wanted to share space with two men at the same time ever anyway. Mm-hmm. But, I mean,
now that looking back on it, maybe I should have at this point.
You absolutely should have. You absolutely
well, you
should
know
have.
How I was, Daggett. I barely wanted to do it, so. I told
okay.
you I'm a watcher.
Well.
That's what gets me. I'm a watcher. I really am.
Okay, she's a voyeur. Okay, now the question is for me, Marcus. Be nice.
Get
off and shut your asses down.
I know.
Let's see. We got to go in the archives for this one because
right.
it ain't too much that she ain't going to talk about it.
Right.
So,
Gee, it's hard, isn't it?
It's hard because, you know, she has no holds barred. So, let's see, where can I get this from? All right. Would you ever, just play with a guy's cum in your mouth before you swallow it?
Yeah.
I ain't fucking playing in no cum. It ain't going in my only way it gets in my mouth is he come while he's in my mouth. I will not swallow. I ain't getting no protein that way. I'm going to eat some meat to get my protein.
I got a question.
That's nasty to me. I'm sorry. I don't do that. You know, people want to ejaculate on your breasts and rub that shit, and that shit nasty and thick. I don't like it. And people don't realize when it comes in on your sheets and shit, they use the stains. Hell no, my sheets like 700 and 600 count. I ain't fucking in my good shit.
I'm offended now, though. How you get them all good questions and you gave me a punk ass question?
What? Like,
yeah, give her a good
one. She want a better question.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Y'all got phenomenal questions, and I got that box tire question.
Give her another question, Marcus.
Lucky wants another question.
Yeah, give me another question. I'm counting on you, Marcus.
You counting on me?
I'm counting on you.
He got nervous.
I gave you the clues. Didn't I tell you, listen to what I want?
I get that. He's a cute little
Let me think of my question.
Okay.
You focus more on communication. Communication, and then, you know what I'm saying, a guy listening to you. So what if a guy listens to you and communicates with you, right, but fucks you like
he 12.
Yeah, fuck you like a chump.
Cool.
But does it matter? Is it?
It doesn't matter. Let me tell you why it doesn't matter. Because if he's listening to me and communicating with me, he's also allowing me to teach him how to please me. So no, it don't matter.
I'm going to intervene, y'all. We have so much fun up in here. But, you know,
Hello.
I'm looking at the clock, and it's almost time. We got 11 minutes and counting down. So real quick, I want everybody to give a shout-out. I'm going to start with our two guests first and ladies first. It's going to be Lucky, then Marcus, and then Gail, then Shalonda, and then me. Give your shout-outs from Valentine's Day. Tell somebody that you love them. Say what you got to say, and we got to get up out of here. All right, Lucky.
Happy Valentine's Day to the world. I thank you for allowing me to be on the show, and I want to give a shout-out to Ms. Terry and to Ms. Gail and to Shalonda and to Marcus. Happy Valentine's Day. Thank you for allowing me to be in your presence. That was pleasant enough for me. And I love you, Marcus.
Ooh, I'm just getting chills all over.
Watch it, Marcus. Watch
Gail,
out.
Is your toe, honey.
See, Shalonda.
It's my go. Go ahead, Gail. Say your little shout out, darling.
I didn't know it was my turn. Okay,
it's Marcus' turn.
Oh, it's Marcus' turn.
No, I'm gonna be a gentleman. So it's ladies first.
Oh,
guys go last. So I'm gonna be a gentleman.
Oh, all right. Okay, a happy Valentine's Day to each and every one of you that's in the studio. Happy Valentine's Day to the listeners. Happy Valentine's Day to everybody who came into my life at when I was down and out, now that I'm up. Happy Valentine's Day to you. Happy Valentine's Day to my haters.
They need love.
I know, that's right.
And, you know, I just want to say, you know, thank you for, first of all, now I'm going to thank God for waking me up, you know, to see this day and,
amen,
you know, to
amen.
Be here to, you know, just listen to Terry's show. That's very interesting. Terry has some very interesting shows each and every Friday that she comes on. So, you know, you listeners, come on back next Friday. But, you know, happy Valentine's Day to everybody out there who's listening. And I love you guys. Take care.
Wonderful. Your turn, honey. We got 9 minutes and counting.
Is it my go or somebody else's?
Yolanda's. And then me and then
okay.
you.
Okay.
Thank you. I'd like to say happy Valentine's Day to everyone here with me. We had a good show. I enjoyed myself. Miss Terry, such a happy Valentine's Day to you. I so love you so much. And I like to say happy Valentine's Day to my mom and dad. They were my first calls this morning. I always call them on Valentine's Day, like, Daddy, where my candy? Happy Valentine's Day. But I want to say happy Valentine's Day to my future husband, and thank you to my former husband for granting me my divorce, which will be final in 30 days. Thank you.
Oh, wow.
Praise God.
Oh, wow.
And now it's my turn. I want to first give all honor to God because He first loved me. If it wasn't for Jesus who died on the cross, I wouldn't be able to be picking it. You know, I want to say happy Valentine's Day to my mother, Lola Matthews, in South Carolina. I want to say happy Valentine's Day to Jim Sweatingham in Winnipeg, Canada. I want to say happy Valentine's Day to my sweetie on duty, Kelly Moore out of Nebraska. And I want to say happy Valentine's Day to all of y'all here, Lucky, Shalonda, Gail, Marcus, I love you. And I want to say happy Valentine's Day to all my friends in Baltimore, Halsey, my sister and brother, Sylvia, Philip, my brother in Florida, Philip, my cousins, all y'all. You know the love don't change because I'm not near you. I still love you. And so with that, I'm going to turn this over to Marcus.
I mean, y'all pretty much said it all in a nutshell, man. I mean, everybody happy Valentine's Day. I want to thank y'all for allowing me to be on the show. I mean, God, for giving me the opportunity to wake up. And let you shoot me that number after the thing. Now this is. But yeah, man,
we have made a hookup for him Valentine's Day. Marcus want to holler at Lucky, and Lucky want to communicate what she needs to turn that body on. But you know, next week our guest is going to be Edward Brownlee. This guy is going to explain the prophecies of the Bible. Now, you know, I don't know why he thinks he knows the Bible so well, but he is going prophesize and tell what the Bible is saying. And so, you know, I believe we're in our last days in time, so I want y'all to tune in next Friday at 7:30 because it's going to be a good show. All y'all Christians, get your Bibles out, get your questions ready, because this is the man you want to talk to, Edward Brownlee. And I just want to let you know that, you know, if you want to make a donation to my show, you can put it in care of Terry Lyle, P.O. Box 6813, Columbus, Georgia, 31917, so I can keep the lights on. But if not, you can buy a book, you know. You can go to my personal website at www.terrylyle.com or go to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Kindles, or your local retailers. I'm on Facebook. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm on Twitter under SweetFire01. So if you want to contact me, if you want to be on my show, you know, if you want to tell your story, whether it's bizarre or not, the more bizarre it is, the more that I like it, call me at 443-956-8753. And on that note, darlings, we're out of here. And I'm going to leave you with Eddie Levert, Baby Hold On to Me.
Shout out to the DJ.
Good night, everybody.
Good night. Bye.
Love y'all.
Good night.
Love you.
Love y'all, too.
Love you, too.
Have a fancy car, diamond ring, but girl, you know.
I just want to say to everyone, thank you for tuning in to Unmask with authoress Terry Lyle. I want to say hi to Harold Scott, who's on the road, traveling, a truck driver, and one of my friends, James Halsey, out of Baltimore, Maryland, who knew me when I was a little girl. Happy Valentine's Day. And the most important person in my life, you know, my mom, you know I love you. Valentine's Day, and I just appreciate you, and happy Valentine's Day to my daughter and son-in-law, Nikki and Michael. Happy Valentine's Day. And all my grandkids, I love you. That's it. And go out there and love somebody else.
Good night, everybody.